We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Best. Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I am so excited for today's episode. I say that in every episode, but it's because I'm always excited in every episode. I feel like I have so much on my mind today. And especially over the last couple of days, my mind has just been like racing and I'm just feeling a little stressed, but in a really good way. So I wanted to talk about the two things that are at the top of my stress list today and how I'm kind of reworking it to work in my favor. And it's about investing in yourself and investing in your dreams, investing in your growth, investing in your goals, and I'm very excited to get into that topic today. Two things that I really want to cover before I start talking about that. Number one is Manifest with Tori DeSimone now has an Instagram, and I'm so excited. It literally only took me 3 years to make an Instagram for this podcast, but have I really been doing this podcast for 3 years? I started it in 2019, so yeah. It only took me 3 years to make an Instagram for the podcast. I don't know why I didn't do it before. I just think because I didn't know what to post because I wasn't doing video at the time. But you guys will hear in this episode of why I really want to do video more. So I made an Instagram for video little snippets and just for a place because I know that whenever people will tag the podcast on their Instagram, they'll always say Manifest with and then at Tori Sterling, which is my at on Instagram, but it's Tori's Moon. I have always noticed that, and I've always been I really should just make an Instagram, but I never really knew what to post on an Instagram for a podcast, so I never made one. But now I know, and I made one. So I would love it if you guys would go follow it. It's at Manifest with Tori DeSimone. And I'll post snippets on there. I think I'm going to post full episodes on there as well on the Instagram and on my YouTube channel. So you'll have it in both places. And it's another place for us to talk about what we discuss in the shows and in the episodes. Because since I took away the Facebook group, which I don't really see coming back anytime soon, maybe I'll do a Geneva group chat or something. But the Facebook group just got a little out of hand a little too quickly. So I'm just going to move on from that. I think it'd be really great if we could all talk about it in the comments. I love when we do that on the YouTube videos too. The YouTube channel is toridesimone.com or no, it's not. It's youtube.com/user/manifest with Tori DeSimone. So that is the YouTube channel for the episode. So if you guys ever want to watch a video, be sure to follow on Instagram or on YouTube, and that's where they will be. The second thing that I want to talk about is this morning, I like did this cute little video for my October plan with me, which I made for my planner Instagram, which is at the Manifest Planner Co. And I did like this whole little segment leading up to it to get like a cozy vibe. So I try to make an iced vanilla shaken espresso latte. Try saying that five times fast. And what that means, it's like instead of the espresso just being poured into like a latte, like a normal person that doesn't require extra effort, I decided to put it in a shaker bottle and shake it. Well, that was like literally the worst thing I ever did because it completely failed. The espresso was not coming out of my machine to begin with. Like it just did not pour right. So that was number one. Number two was it just simply didn't work. Like I put the espresso in the shaker bottle, I shook it, and my hands got like literal frostbite. Like I don't know how bartenders do it when they are using shaker bottles all the time for like cold drinks. I was freezing and then I could not open it back up. And then when I poured it, I feel like the ice got in the way because it was such little espresso to so much ice. And it was like too frothy that it literally didn't even come out. So you guys can go look at it on the Instagram. I tried to make it look like nothing happened. And that's also like Instagram is fake. Don't believe anything you guys see on Instagram. I'm literally out here exposing myself. But like that whole thing was so fake because it didn't work. So I literally just had like an almond milk. I had almond milk with ice and like a little bit of espresso in it from the shaker. And the shaker is still closed and I can't get it open because it's way too cold. So it's just sitting in my sink. So it was such a fail. So like literally sitting next to my iPad, which is what I'm recording on video, I have this like barely, it's like tan, like the lightest tan color, like it's milk essentially with like a stain of espresso in it. I mean, it tastes good. It's like cinnamon, vanilla, coffee flavored almond milk, but that's not a latte. So yeah, I failed for that one for sure today. But I thought it was funny and I just like had to tell you guys about it. But anyway, okay, let's get on to today's topic that I want to talk about, which is investing in yourself. And I am so excited to talk about this today. This episode might be a little bit shorter than normal because this is a pretty straight to the point topic. So I will try my best to expand upon it as best I can, but it might just be a little shorter inevitably today. So this week has been beyond chaotic in two really great ways. The first is I signed a new lease, which means that I am moving and I'm so excited to move. And this past week I had to get like all the payments sent over, which is stressful. I had to do first month, last month security deposit, and like the way of the payment was like, it wasn't like very streamlined. Like it was just like a stressful way to get payment over. And plus sending over like a lot of money is typically always a stressful thing to do, which we're going to get very vulnerable and very raw and very real in today's episode, because I feel like there is so much, especially within influencers and renting / buying and just like the lifestyle that is shown to us all the time, but is never really talked about. Like, and I'm going to save that because I'm going to get into that in a little bit later, but I'm going to be very vulnerable today and very real and very raw and very much so like we're just on FaceTime or we're just on the phone call, on a phone call catching up and like having girl time. So I signed a new lease, which means I'm moving and I'm so, so excited to move. I have one more month in my apartment in October and then in November I move, which is exciting. And the second thing that has made this week chaotic is that the planners go live to print today when you guys are listening to this episode on Monday, October 3rd, which I am so excited about. I know so many of you guys have been waiting for the physical copies of the Manifest Planner, and I am so thankful and so grateful that so many people want a physical copy. So the planners go to print today, which is so exciting. But that just means that the last week, which is the week I'm recording this episode, I'm recording this on, I think today's the 29th, has been a very chaotic week, just finalizing things, proofreading things, getting them over to the printers. It's been a little crazy, but they go to print today, which is so exciting, and they will be ready for Black Friday sale, and I'm so excited. So you'll get them by, like, my plan is that you'll get them by Christmas or before Christmas, so that if you want them for like Christmas gifts or holiday gifts, you can gift them to people, gift them to yourself, and you'll obviously have them for the new year because it starts January 1st, 2023. So I'm so excited. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, Sterlite therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like I get exactly what I'm looking for, and then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So for those two reasons, it's been a pretty chaotic week. But let's dissect both of those and why they actually have everything to do with the title of today's episode, which is Invest in Yourself. So number one, let's talk about the fact that I'm moving. And again, you might be like, why are we even talking about this? It's not relevant. It's actually beyond relevant. And it's the whole reason of this episode. So stay with me. When I decided to move, I wasn't even going to talk about it because I figured like no one would notice, no one would care. And like, why do I need to announce everything that I'm doing? You know what I mean? But I then decided to actually talk about it for a few reasons. Number one, I love where I'm living, but I decided to move because I wanted more space. I currently live in a one-bedroom apartment, and it's really great. Like, I love it. It's super easy to clean. I have really great amenities, and I'm in a really great built-up area. There's so many restaurants around me. There's so many grocery stores. I'm pretty close to everything else. Like, I definitely moved kind of farther away from everything, but I'm still pretty close to everything for the most part, and I really like my building. I have great management here. I feel like they do everything in their power to keep this building like as safe as possible. I really like this building. I really like my apartment, and I'm really happy here. And had it not be for all the reasons that I'm about to explain, I definitely would have renewed my lease. But I decided to move because I wanted more space. And I wanted more space for one reason and one reason only. And that reason is so that I can grow. And what I mean by this is, as you guys can see, I record my podcast episodes on my couch. And while this is super cozy and there's really nothing wrong with this, if anything, I hope it inspires people that you don't need a fancy podcast studio or you don't need a perfect space to have a podcast going. You can literally just set up an iPad and record on your couch. While I love this and while it's cozy and while I still stand by what I just said, I do want a podcast studio and I've always wanted a podcast studio. And with my podcast being one of my main sources of income and revenue for me, I really wanted to invest the money into building a studio for my podcast where I can have guests, where I can build my show up more, where I can build up my video presence of the show. And while I can certainly do this from my apartment, and I feel like I've done pretty good at that from my apartment and in my condo previously, I really am a perfectionist and I want to take the show to the next level. So that's going to take an investment, whether that's time, money, energy, or all three. It's going to take an investment. And I ultimately want a podcast studio to be that investment for the show. So with that being said, I could rent out an office space, which I was looking into. And the cheapest that I could find was about $1,000 a month in a corporate office building. And that was going to be great. It was going to work for me. And that was definitely an option on the table. The second way that I plan on growing, which remember the whole reason I'm moving is because I want more space to grow. So the second reason and the second way that I plan on growing is my planner company. With my planner company currently being only digital, I don't need space for inventory or board meetings or shipping stations or anything like that. With it being digital, I just work from my computer, upload it on Etsy, and that's it. It's pretty simple and pretty streamlined and right to the consumer, which I love. But with the planners launching physical for 2023, which, side note, I want to do a pre-sale soon so that I know like exactly how many to order. I honestly have no idea how many to order. I sold like about 700 digital planners, so I don't know if I should do 1,000 physical copies, 1,500, 2,000. Like, I have no idea. So if you are genuinely going to purchase a planner, DM me on either the new Instagram or my planner Instagram. Just like DM me once on any of my platforms and just say like, I plan on buying a physical manifest planner for real. And I also think I'm going to do a pre-sale so I know how many to buy. Anyway, keep an eye out if I do a pre-sale before Black Friday. But with that being said, with physical planners launching, I will need somewhere to store my inventory. And I know an option is printing on demand, but I just really don't want to print on demand. I've seen horror stories where like B's and D's are constantly backwards. Like that would be like Tuesday. Like that's how the entire planner would be. So I've just seen horror stories with that. And like I said previously, like I'm a perfectionist. I want to feel the planner. I want to see the planner and I want to house the planners and do the shipping like from me. Like so that when you guys get the manifest planner, you know that it is from me. Like my blood, sweat, tears went into that planner and it came from everything that I have. It's mine. And you're getting it. And that's just, it makes me so happy. But anyway, so remember that office space that I was talking about. I would need somewhere to store planners. I'd need inventory. So I was looking into warehouses or even just another small office. And I could get just like the other office I was talking about isn't big enough for both spaces. So I would need a second office space, which is about like $2,000 a month for both offices. Totally fine. And it's an investment on both the podcast and the planner. So I was happy to do so. And I believed I saw the value in it. But knowing myself, I am a huge homebody. And if I have the opportunity to work from home, I will work from home. And I've kind of known this all along. So I actually looked into purchasing a new construction townhome in April. And it's really funny because I didn't open up much about this. I did a little bit, but I'll open up a lot more about it now. Also because I know I can't be the only one that's going through some crazy times with the housing market and some tough times with the pandemic and some financial issues that prevent us from doing what we want in our lives. So here we go. I'm really picky where I want to live. And I'll be the first to admit that. If I'm going to spend money living somewhere and it's where I want to be and it's something I know I can afford, I'm going to be really picky about it. So back in April, I was looking for a townhome to purchase, and it was a new construction townhome. I knew that's what I wanted. It was the perfect location I wanted. It was the finishes I wanted. I'd be obviously the first person to live there with it being new construction. And it was really everything that I wanted. I went through the whole process of signing a sale agreement and going forward with it. And long story short, after I already signed all the paperwork and this townhouse was mine, I didn't end up qualifying for a mortgage, which was frankly really disheartening and kind of embarrassing to even say online. And it's embarrassing to say online because I think people think influencers don't have any like financial issues. And while I feel like I've been doing really well for myself, the reason that I didn't qualify is because my business took a loss in 2020 due to the pandemic. So my 2020 tax returns are bad. You know, they show that I took a loss, which is risky to lend a mortgage to someone when their 2020 tax returns don't really, you know, show all that well. So I had to wait until my 2022 tax returns were filed, which is going to be the spring of 2023, so that lenders can look at 2021 and 2022 instead of 2020 and 2021. So with that being said, I couldn't buy until at least the spring of 2022, which is fine and whatever. But now because of that, the housing market is horrendous. And you guys don't need me to tell you that. I feel like everyone knows that the housing market is just horrible. And in order to get a return on an investment that I would make in a house, I would need to be there for about 5 to 10 years. And that's a little scary to me because I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 to 10 years. You know what I mean? Like 5 years ago, I didn't think I'd be living where I am now. 5 years ago, I didn't think I'd be starting a planner company. You know, like a lot changes in 5 years, but also not much changes. So it's like, who knows where I'm going to be? You know what I mean? And let alone in 10 years. And for me, the whole reason I'd buy a house is because it's an investment. I'd want to make money off of it in the long run. Doesn't everyone? So I didn't know where I'd be in 10 years. And that's kind of, you need to wait in this market. If you're going to buy a home and you want to get a return on it, you kind of need to wait a couple of years, like at least 5 to 10, to see your investment. So I didn't know where I'd be. So for those reasons, it just makes sense to rent right now. And let's just put it this way. I was raised to buy, 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 buy. You never rent from someone. You don't rent. You don't do that. You always buy the space. But you know what? For me, it makes a lot of sense right now. So let's loop back to the house. I really wanted to buy that one particular house that I was talking about, the new construction townhome that I loved, but I couldn't get. The problem was I really wanted this new construction townhouse because it was really perfect for me, but it would pretty much have wiped out my savings for the down payment, moving costs, broker fees, etc. And that would leave me with not much money to start my planner company to self-fund for at least the first round of planners. After the first round, you would hope that the company kind of funds itself, but in the beginning, you need to invest in it. And especially in a new company, it needs investment. And I wanted to completely self-fund this. So my options were buy a new townhouse or fund my planner company. And it was kind of looking like it did map out to where I could not buy the townhouse and I could only really fund the planner company. So I was like, perfect, let's go full in with the planner company, which I was going to do anyway, but it was just a matter of self-funding versus not. So it was a self-fund was the decision. And moving on. Thank you. So I ended up pulling out of the house, and I was very set on renewing my lease because I'm honestly really happy here and I can rent office space. And all in all, I'd get what I wanted. I would get a great place to live, which is this apartment, and I get the office space for my podcast studio and my planner inventory, and I could self-fund the planners. So it was all working out really good. But for me, I am literally always on realtor.com, just always looking at what's on the market and how quickly things are going, if it's calming down. But yes, while things are kind of, I say kind of very lightly calming down, to me, they don't look like they are. The interest rates are completely skyrocketing, so it's just a bad time to buy anyway, but I'm always looking. So I was on realtor.com as I literally always am, but this time I switched from renting, or I switched from purchasing to renting. And wouldn't you know what popped up? Remember that brand new construction townhouse that I was telling you guys about that I wanted to buy that I couldn't end up buying? The unit right next door to it, literally right next door to it, was available for rent. A 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 2-car garage townhouse in the exact neighborhood I wanted. I would be the first person to live in it, and it was literally sitting there waiting to be rented. So I could rent this townhouse, which is exactly where I wanted to live. Like, you guys, it's exactly where I wanted to live. I wanted to buy the unit next to it. So I could rent this townhouse, which is exactly where I wanted to live, with the most gorgeous finishes that I was going to put in the townhouse I was going to buy, in a perfect location, and it would not wipe out my savings, so I could self-fund my planner company. It's the townhouse that I wanted and the planner company self-funded all in one. It was like literally perfect. And I don't know how else to put it in terms of, like, this is a perfect example of the universe working in mysterious ways. I've been manifesting a new construction townhouse, and specifically this one, and I've been manifesting launching my planner company and self-funding my planner company. And sure, it's not necessarily how I envisioned it. Like, I didn't envision renting this townhouse, but I did envision this townhouse and I did envision the planner company. So it's not exactly how I manifested it, but it's exactly what I've been manifesting. Trust the universe. It works in mysterious ways. One of my favorite quotes, the universe has no obligation to make sense to you. Like, if this ain't it, I don't know what is. So I called my real estate agent and I went to go look at it the next day, and I got it. Woo! So I was able to rent it and I was beyond excited, but also just scared shitless. And let's talk about why. This townhouse that I now have that I'm moving in November is double my current rent. And this is where I kind of wanted to talk about what I was saying in the very beginning of the episode with influencers and the use of spending. Now, this isn't necessarily like an influencer problem. I just think it's broadened on social media. But when we see, and I see it all the time, like, we see influencers buy things all the time, rent things, whether it's new townhouses, for an example, or apartments, or they're renting office spaces, or they're buying homes. You see all these, we see a lot of spending on Instagram and on social media. And especially influencers that I watch a lot and that I find a lot of comfort in, they'll like have one day and they like go to Starbucks and they buy an iPad. Then they like go to Target and buy like $300 worth of Target stuff. And then they go home to their brand new house or their brand new rented apartment that's like $5,000 a month. And it's like the cost of living for these influencers is so crazy high. And it's just what we see every day. And to them, they never talk about, you know, this is a lot of money. It kind of freaks me out. Or I have like high spending habits. And it's not a problem to them. And it's not a reason to not watch someone. But what I'm saying is, I want to sit here today with you guys and say, yeah, I'm moving to a place that is 4 times the size of my apartment. And it's double my rent, and I'm scared about it. And I'm not scared because I don't think I can afford it, but it's a big leap going from what I'm paying now to like doubling my rent every single month. Like, it's a really big jump. And that's just something that is not talked about a lot. Like, the cost of rent and the cost of living is higher than ever. It's scary. But like, we need somewhere to live, don't we? So it's like, what do you do? And I just feel like on social media, we just constantly see money being thrown around frivolous. I fucked that up. Anyway, we just see money being thrown around all the time with no context behind it. So I want to give the context behind it that it's a bigger investment and it makes me nervous. And I think any sane person would be like nervous going into something that's doubling your rent. So I wanted to keep it really real because I'm a real person. I'm a real human. Yes, while like I post things, I don't consider myself an influencer. I really consider myself an entrepreneur. And being an entrepreneur, my income varies month to month. And while my average income shows that I can afford this house, no problem, it's still something I'm nervous about. And like, it's just me being real with you guys. And I hope we can all appreciate the realness. So it's scary, but I want to keep it real. But this townhouse is an investment to growth. And that is where this all ties back into the theme of today's episode, which is investing in yourself. This townhouse is an investment to growth. I am truly betting on myself. I am investing in myself. I am going all in on my goals. I'm going all in on this podcast and creating a podcast studio to grow my online video presence, to bring guests on, to make Manifest with Tori DeSimone a chart-topping show. And I didn't even mention, the reason this townhouse is so perfect is because I get to live where I want to live. I get to self-fund my planner company without having to wipe out my savings because I'm renting the townhouse. And I also get to work from home. So it's a 4-bedroom. So on the downstairs, lower level in the basement, that is where I'm going to have my planner inventory, my board meeting, my shipping station. And that's awesome. I also have a 2-car garage. So if I need to store inventory in my garage, I can do that as well. On the upper level, I have 3 bedrooms up there, one of which is going to be turned into a podcast studio / office. So I am so excited about that. So this townhouse completely wipes out the need of getting an office space, and it actually ends up being cheaper than if I had this 1-bedroom apartment and an office space. So it works. It works. Like, the townhouse is cheaper and I get to write it off for working from home. Like, I get to write off the square footage of the upstairs office and the downstairs planner inventory, shipping station inventory area, which is really cool. So I'm going to be able to go all in on this podcast because of the townhouse. I'm going to be able to go all in on the physical copies of the Manifest Planner, where I can ship directly from my basement and create a boardroom for meetings and a shipping station. I am going all in on my dreams and I am completely betting on myself. I am completely investing in myself. Is this a leap of faith? Hell yeah. Am I nervous? Hell yeah. But am I ready? Hell to the frickin' yeah, I am ready for this. And you know what? Bring it on. This is an investment on myself to really grow. And I'm encouraging you guys to do the same. I'm encouraging you guys to invest in yourself in whatever capacity that may look like. It could be accepting a new job that's a bit further away but has better pay or is a promotion to your current job. It could be breaking up with a partner to go on a path of self-discovery, or if you feel like you're settling on yourself, break up with them and invest in yourself and who you could be without them. It could be renting an office space so that you're going to put money into something that hopefully you'll get out of. It could be starting a new business. It doesn't have to be a monetary investment, but an investment to yourself is what I encouraged. This time last year, I was talking about running a half marathon and how the investment there was purchasing a Garmin and purchasing my new running shoes and signing up for the race. Those 3 monetary investments were investments to my mental and physical health. I was able to run 13.1 miles because I put some money into an investment into myself. I was able to get mental clarity 3 to 4 times a week and mental accomplishments by running a half marathon by investing time into myself. It doesn't have to be something monetary. It doesn't have to be a new townhouse. It doesn't have to be a self-funded planner company. These are just my examples of how I'm investing in myself and investing in my future. And I hope that this conversation sparks you to go and invest in yourself. Whether that's anything, whether it's going for a 45-minute walk every day where that's your time and your energy that you're putting an investment into for mental clarity and for ideas to flow, maybe to get away from work for a little bit, to feel sane again. It's an investment towards yourself. And I need you guys, I want you guys to invest in yourself. I want you guys to bet on yourself. Better yet, show yourself how good it gets. That's where I'm going to leave you guys today. Show yourself how good it gets. So guys, that's what's been on my mind, and I really wanted to share it with you. I would love to know how you guys are investing in yourself. October is such a great month. I just love it, and I always feel just so re-energized in October. So this month, tell me, how are you investing in yourself? You have 3 months left until the end of the year. What are you going to do to invest in yourself for the rest of 2022? I'd love to know. Tell me in my DMs, comment it underneath the videos on Instagram or on YouTube. Put it on your stories. I'll repost it. Tag me at Manifest with Tori D. Simone. Let me know, how are you investing in yourself, and how are you going to show yourself how good it gets? I'd love to see it. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Manifest with Tori D. Simone. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to give it a 5-star review. Put it on your story, share it with a friend. It really, really helps the show grow, and I could not appreciate it more. I hope you guys are having an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you guys all very soon. Happy Manifest Monday, guys, and talk to you next week.